Allentown Public Theater celebrates Edgar Allan Poe and the haunting season with a new play, Poe, A Madman Knows Nothing, running this Friday, October 11th through the 20th at the Charles A. Brown Ice House on Sand Island in Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In Poe, A Madman Knows Nothing, Allentown Public Theater's artistic director Joshua Neff channels Poe in this new one-man show, dramatizing some of his most iconic stories and poems, The Telltale Heart, The Cask of the Amontillado, The Raven, and combining them with Poe's most passionate and revealing personal letters, taking us into the mind and life of Edgar Allan Poe. Allentown Public Theater Artistic Director Joshua Neff.
It was interesting how we found a through line. Really what led us there were his personal letters and hearing the tone that he writes with in his personal letters and how much you recognize it within his work as well. He's a very dramatic person. We decided that we would take his personal story and use the fictions that he wrote as a backdrop to that and to give it an interesting new context. So for instance, you might see a letter that he sends to his adopted father saying, I'm quitting your household. I'm striking it out on my own. Please send me money. You get that and the frustration in it and the sense of a little bit of resentment in it. And we take that into a piece like Telltale Heart, which is all about a servant who is about to kill his master, essentially.
It's fascinating listening to his work being read aloud. It's halfway to theater already. The beauty of his writing and the flow and how it lends itself to being read dramatically. He was a playwright.
Yeah.
He just happened to write it in prose.
I agree. And the style, a lot of the style of his short stories is dramatic monologue. So you have a narrator who is speaking to a reader. So it's very easy to translate that to an actor speaking to an audience. A lot of it is written to be read, and he's known for exceptionally descriptive language, which is why I think he and Hawthorne hit it off so well.
It's just fascinating that part of his enduring legacy, there are so many genres that can look back to him as the root, the task of the modern novel, the first detective story.
Arthur Conan Doyle owes Edgar Allan Poe a huge, huge thank you. He was a master of mystique. He was drawn to the mythical. He was drawn to intangible things, unexplainable things, and then using the idea of the unknown to terrify. And he does it with words, which is the most beautiful part about it. His language is so rich that he doesn't need anything else but the word on the page to make you see everything that he's talking about. So as an actor, that's very exciting because I have a whole plethora of choices to play with. When you get exceptional writing, it really charges you as a performer. You know that you're working with material that is very engaging. It can be a little scary because looking at it, you understand the levels. I see how he is manipulating his reader, essentially, bringing them along. And if you don't recognize and hit those levels, you're doing a disservice to the work because it's not all one note. It's fully orchestrated.
Was it challenging to find the right pieces? Was it challenging to take the pieces of the pieces you wanted to present and dovetail them into these personal letters?
Well, it was impossible to set it to a strict timeline, so we bounce around a little bit. The letters are more on a timeline. The letters really follow the account of him leaving John Allen's house, striking it out on his own, marrying Virginia, trying to set up a house. You're getting a biography, essentially, through the letters. And then the stories are more representative of his reaction or his emotional response to what's going on. There are times when he gets negative news and you almost see him choose to go into a more comedic place, almost as an escape. A lot of people don't realize that Poe wrote comedy, but he was also a satirist and wrote parody. We'd have two pieces that we do. One is the 1002nd tale of Scheherazade, in which he continues the story, and the other is The Devil in the Belfry, which I think will strike a chord with some locals because it's very much about a tiny, cute little German town in which there is much celebration of pork and kraut and the keeping of good time.
The personal effects, do you make them work as foreshadowings of where the tales go?
Good example of that would be when he's writing a letter to Mrs. Clem and he receives notice that Virginia is considering marrying a cousin, and he's really riled up. And we follow that letter with The Cask of Amontillado, which is all about a man who feels that he's been insulted and wronged. And so now he's going to exact his revenge upon his friend and ends up walling him up in a wine cellar.
Well. Yeah.
So yes, there are many examples where we foreshadow what's to come. And it really isn't always Poe putting himself into his stories, it's almost exploring the what if Poe really was an actor, really imagined himself within his own work.
Allentown Public Theater's artistic director, Joshua Neff, whose new one-man show, Poe, A Madman Knows Nothing, is on stage in the Charles A. Brown Ice House on Sand Island, starting this Friday, October 11th, and running through the 20th. For tickets and information, allentownpublictheater.com, and they're also on Facebook. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. You're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.